Mayor Foster.
I'm just wondering if that should make us change our mind on supporting this.
If there's no other comments or questions on the report, I call the question. All those in support, opposed, and that is carried. New business, and that's Councillor Neal.
So moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Hooper, that all property owners whose property will be receiving an EP designation as a result of the OPA on any part of their property be notified in writing prior to the next meeting where the OPA is being considered by council or committee. So if I can speak to it, I did have a conversation with somebody yesterday who said they found out that they were sort of getting an EP designation on their land, and they said they found out almost by accident. So it seems to me we should be letting people know, you know, by... And there is a fairly significant, if you look at the map, there's a fairly significant shift in the EP boundaries going on. And it only seems to be happening in Clarington. I guess I'm not sure why that is, but so.
Hey, through the chair, part of it is the designation of a large number of wetland areas in the Lake Iroquois shoreline, which is... You know, part of what you've heard about. Just so you remember, you passed a previous resolution that we notify everybody that's getting a wetland designation, and those people have been on our interested parties list and have received notice throughout the process.
But is this? But that doesn't capture everybody, though, does it?
No, it doesn't. And I guess that's the problem with a comprehensive process. You have lots of changes going on, and it's virtually impossible for the municipality to, you know, to go out and document to somebody and saying the lands are being changed for this from this to this. It's never done that way. There's a notice in the newspaper, and you're advised to check the notice and check what's on their website. We've actually had a very thorough public input process. You just by the number of delegations you received at the Public Information Center, I just ask you to compare what happened to the City of Oshawa official plan review and see how many people actually showed up there and how thorough their public consultation process was. I think the total sum was 2 people at their actual public meeting. One being a developer and one being a consultant, and one, well, I can't remember who the other one was, I think must have been a resident. But you'll see that we've been quite thorough through the process. We've actually had our natural heritage paper prepared. We've had open houses in the community through that natural heritage, and at that time, those changes were shown. We did a road show from east to west showing those changes. So, you know, it's these things do happen, and you know, I guess it's a very onerous process. This is only one of the types of changes that's occurring, right? There are lots of other changes that are going on as well.
So, I guess personally, I don't see why it would. It might take a couple of days, but I don't know if people aren't on the interested party list and you can see where, you know, part of their land is going to get an EP designation where it wasn't there before. I don't see why, you know, we have all this GIS software and so on that, I mean, is quite advanced. I'm sure that. So I mean, I still think
if council wishes we can do that. It's just, I'll take direction from you. I'm just trying to say that we've done a very thorough job on this, and I think the fact that we've received so much input is sort of a testament to that.
again, it arises from, I guess, you know, an instance where somebody wasn't aware that this was happening. So there's some people that don't pay attention to the papers and so on. That's all. Like, so I understand that. So anyway, I'm not. Thank you,
Mayor Foster.
Thank you, so Mr. Crum. And I appreciate that you're making all kinds of changes. So you potentially could be getting in touch with, you know, a significant percentage of the municipality, and, you know, if we pick EP versus, you know, something else, I don't know, Orwell comes to mind. Some animals are created more equally. All animals are equal. Some animals are more equal. But what? How big of a task would it be? Just out of curiosity.
Well, I checked at the break, and it would be, I think, somewhere about between 700 and 1,000 property owners that would have to be notified.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And you guys aren't busy at all. Is there a way of bumping up the, I guess Bash is not here, but, you know, in terms about the newspaper, social media? So I appreciate the concern. I appreciate your response, and constraints on staff and time. But is there, you know, another kick at the can that we can do to, you know, let people know what's coming?
Certainly we could put advertisements out and ask and tell people that the official plan is up for final decision and there are changes to land uses that may affect you. I'll just give you another example of wide sweeping changes. Think of all the corridors, the regional corridors, the local corridors are in that plan, and, you know, people who might have concerns about density. Right? Well, I'm just trying to show you that there's lots of changes going on here, and it's hard to sort of, well, I take your direction. If you want to isolate that one issue, then that's fine. We can do that.
So, Mr. Crum, I'm actually agreeing with you on, you know, the document is a broad document that impacts. So if it's, you know, 700 to 1,000 people on the EP alone, I would hate to imagine what it is beyond the EP, and somebody could be equally upset, to your point, on density changes, you know, with EP. So I don't know how we pick one to the other. So I hear you. I sympathize with you, and I'm thinking if we can try to draw more people to, you know, check out the map, see if you're impacted, not impacted, try to draw people to the maps as opposed to us singling that out. Thank you.
Councillor Hooper.
Yes, thank you. And I did second the motion, excuse me, the resolution. And Councillor Neal is correct. A lot of people still don't go and check like they should, their due diligence, if you want to call it that. I recently had the same issue where they've moved the boundary lines and the residents did not know that they were in the new EP lands. So I guess it's maybe we're not getting the message out there strong enough that like maybe a simple, are you concerned about your property if you live near EP lands or something like that, please check with the municipality and find out, you know, I understand your, you know, where you're coming from, but I just, you know, like I say, we're not getting our message out there to the residents, and I don't know how we can possibly do that in a better way. So, and that's why I understand where Councillor Neal's coming from, and there's some people out there just all of a sudden they're shocked that they didn't realize that they're in the, you know, the area. So, thank you.
Are there any other comments, Councillor Neal?
Well, the number that, like, this is not every change. This is, you know, the EP change. So, you know, if people have their property that they think they're going to do certain things with, and all of a sudden there's a designation coming down, that shouldn't they get something in the mail? That's all. Because, like I said, I was sort of tackled over this, and Like, it seems to me like a fundamental thing. And okay, so it's going to be there for a long time, presumably, and it's going to be expensive for people to do something about it afterwards. So at the very least, you say, well, look, you got to notice, you know, like, so anyway, thank you.
I guess if there's no other comments or questions on the motion, and do you need it read back, or is it understood? Okay, go ahead and read it.
Through the chair, moved by Councillor Neal, seconded by Councillor Hooper, that all property owners whose property will be receiving an EP designation as a result of the official plan amendment on any part of the property be notified in writing prior to the next meeting where the OPA is being considered by council or committee. I'm assuming that's October 24th.
Okay, you've heard the motion. All those in support? Opposed? And that motion's lost.
Sorry, Councillor Cook? Or did you vote against?
Yeah.
Oh,
no, and I didn't support the motion. Okay. Seeing that there's no other new business, no unfinished business, no confidential. Oops.
Adjourn.